Hey, Thomas, welcome to the show. You get it off your chest.
Can you hear me, Jesse?
Loud and clear, sir.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
All is well. How are you?
I'm fantastic on this Friday. But listen to this, Jesse. I saw that you guys made a segment for the conversation we had Tuesday about slaves being paid. Did you remember that conversation?
About slaves being paid?
Yes, this is Thomas from Michigan, and there's like a 10-minute.
No, I don't. Never ask a black person. Do you remember?
Okay.
Well, the only thing most black people remember is to hate the whites.
I don't hate whites. But anyway,
do you love them?
I love some whites. I love some blacks, some Mexicans. I don't love everybody. I can't even lie about it. Because everybody don't love me. I don't love pedophiles. I don't love rapists.
Do you love white people?
Killers. Some white people I love, yes. And some black people. I don't love all black people.
Are you a Christian? Are you a Christian?
No, you ask me this all the time.
You're not a Christian?
No, Jesse.
Well, no wonder you don't love nobody.
No. So let's go into what
you realize that you don't love anyone, right?
No, that's just your point of view.
No. If you don't love one, you love none. And you cannot love
pedophiles.
You cannot love if you're not a Christian anyway. It's impossible.
Oh, it's impossible.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's go into what I...
Why are you not a Christian, Thomas? I'll let you go into why you call, but why are you not a Christian?
Well, I was raised that way, but to be honest, once I became a man and I was able to study religion and history on my own and could think for myself, I started going further than Islam and Christianity, and I saw the pyramid text, and all of the scriptures and all of the religions come from the pyramid text, like the story of Horus and Isis, that translates to Mary and Jesus. So why would I go to the leaves of the tree when I can go to the root?
What does that mean?
It comes from the, well, why go to something that's 2,000 years old, like Christianity, when I can go to where it came from, or Islam.
What that mean? I don't know what that mean.
That means that those are fabricated stories. That's a book, like you told me the other day. That was that history. That's not your history, Thomas. Well, that book, the Bible, is their history of 2,000 years.
Whose history? Whose history?
White people, white folks.
So you're not a Christian because you believe that that history is white history?
No, I don't believe I deal with facts. I know that in 300 A.D., King James and the Council of Nicaea with the Romans and Greeks.
So you don't, you're not a Christian because you know that that's white history?
That's proof. Yeah, white folks created Christianity.
And that's why,
Jesus.
And that's why you're not a Christian because white people created Christianity?
Okay, if Arabic's created...
You're jumping ahead with all your little knowledge. Are you saying that's why you're not a Christian because Christianity is white history? Yes or no?
No. I'll try to explain it a little better. It's false and it's fabricated. I don't care who created it. So let's not go with the color.
Come back. For some reason, your phone messing up, man. Come back to your phone.
You can't hear me, Jesse?
Does it sound muffled, like, or is it just me?
Can you hear me?
Just a little bit.
It sounded a little muffled. And so are you a Muslim or something?
No, I don't deal with religions at all because I don't have to connect to
Do
God.
You know that Christianity is older than Islam?
Yes, of course. That's why I wouldn't be into Islam. We don't need that to get to God. Like you said, it's within. God is within you.
But you're not, you have not gotten to
the Bible.
But you have not gotten to God.
Well, I'm a child of God. I was raised. He woke me up today.
No, you're not a child of God.
Okay, Satan is my daddy.
Yeah, Satan is your dad because the sun shines on the sinner as well as it does the saint. So just because you woke up this morning doesn't mean you're a child of God, buddy.
You know why me and you debate and go at it all the time?
We don't do that all the time.
I'm a Gemini. And I said, me and Jesse got some stuff in common. He's an alpha.
No, we have nothing in common.
We do.
No, we don't.
You're going to get the
no, we have nothing in common, buddy. You're a child of Satan. We have nothing in common.
So can I get to my topic today?
Do you understand that, though? I want you to understand that.
No, man, come on, Jesse. I don't believe in all that fairy tale stuff.
But I want you to understand, we have nothing in common.
We Gemini.
No, we have nothing.
I know I'm an alpha. You're an alpha male.
I can think of many words to call you. Alpha is not one.
Satan is your daddy.
Alpha is not one, Thomas. Nice okay, name, but that's about it. Anyway, go ahead.
Let's get to the point.
Yes.
I kept saying to you Tuesday, Jesse, we're both Americans. American history is our history. You said, no. No, it's not. That's not your history. So, if you're naming July White History Month, why would the white people of 2019 celebrate the history of the forefathers 300 years ago or things that happened in the past? Because that wouldn't be their history.
Are you saying that are you the guy that said that slavery was your history?
Yes, sir. I said it's American history.
Have you ever been enslaved?
It's American.
Were you in slavery?
No, sir.
Then it's not your history. Your history is the life that you're leading, not slavery. You've never been a slave, okay. So that's not your history.
So why have white history in July? Because that's not the people of 2019's history. That's the white folks of the past history, correct?
What does that have to do with you celebrating slavery?
Because you can't be a hypocrite, Jesse. You can't say one thing and do another. If you don't want me to celebrate African,
I don't care if you do. I don't mind if you do it, but it's just you're going to always be in darkness as long as you're doing that stuff.
Well, the white folks in July coming up that you named White History.
White History Month. Some people don't know July is White History Month. See
why?
The cup. Order your White History cup.
History.
What?
That wouldn't be their history, Jesse, because you said... they have to make history today. So you said it just feels.
See, you're like missing it, Thomas. Something wrong with you. White history is to celebrate that white people discovered and created the greatest country on this side of heaven. And that's why you're here. Being black, they allowed you to come, and they are our way of saying thank you. That's what white history is about.
Jesse, come on. What you're doing is worse than Al Sharpton.
How's that?
You're telling white people everything that they want to hear. They can donate to Bob.
Did white people discover America?
Not at all. America been here. It was called Turtle Island by the natives. What are you talking about?
It was called what?
Turtle Island is the original name of America.
Turtle Island? That sounds like a prison.
You got to learn your history.
That sounds like a prison.
Well, that's the name of it. Look it up.
Thomas, why do black people like you fall for such lies? Why do you hate white people so much that you are willing to accept a lie?
My grandmother, God bless her soul, is a white Irish woman.
And what does that have to do with you hating white people?
My grandfather is a Native American, and my mother's people are African. I'm a mixture. I love them
Well,
all.
No wonder.
No wonder
you messed up. All those different folks that have sex with y'all.
You talk opinions, I talk facts.
No, you don't.
I study history.
You don't.
You just make up stuff, Jesse, just to make white people not feel guilty about their ancestors' past. And you get donations.
What should white people be feeling guilty about?
They shouldn't feel guilty at all, but a lot of white folks, they feel white guilt because of the tragedy of slavery and bigotry and racism that their forefathers did.
All things that are not true, right?
Well, history shows it.
No, history is lying.
Okay, so history, 9-1-1 that happened in New York, that's a lie. According to you, everything that happened in history is documented.
That's over, Thomas. It doesn't exist anymore.
It does exist. People's families are still hurting over 9-1-1, Jesse.
Thomas, it doesn't exist anymore, buddy.
What about the Holocaust?
This is a brand new day.
It is a brand new day, but history is our past, Jesse. We can't run from
it. It's not mine. I've never been a slave.
No, but your ancestors are.
I don't know any ancestors. And if I did, then that would be their history and not mine.
Last question. You said there's no isms. Is there any capitalism, socialism, Marxism, and fascism since you said there are
no There's isms? No ism when it comes to human beings with all this mess about racism, sexism, Islamophobiaism, deadbeat-dad-ism.
So you picked the isms that fit you, basically.
Amazing. How old are you, Thomas?
I'm 51, June 4th.
Gemini. Wow. I'm sorry I asked.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Thomas.
This is our month. Thank you. I'll call you back next week.
All right, buddy. Amazing. 54 and as dumb as a rock. I thought you were supposed to mature age. Lord have mercy. If ever I needed you, Lord, I need you now. Come by here, Lord. Come by here.